Namaste, welcome to Sambad, Together in Conversation. Today I would like to share some more excerpts from this monumental work by Dr. S. Radhakrishnan and his second president. This book was first published in 1953 and it still remains in print, and you can buy your book from any of the bookstores nearest to you or via an online portal accessible to you. Quickly, let me get onto the excerpts. Brahmanas. The elements of the ritualistic cult found in the Vedas are developed in the Brahmanas into an elaborate system of ceremonies. Many of the Brahmana texts are devoted to the exposition of the mystic significance of the various elements of the ritual. Aranyakas. The Aranyakas do not give us the rules for the performance of sacrifices and explanations of ceremonies, but provide us with the mystic teaching of the sacrificial religion. They are meant for the study of those who are engaged in the vow of forest life, the Vanaprastha. Now I'll touch upon some of the principal Upanishads not discussing about the various hymns that they have, which I would leave to the interested reader to do it for themselves. But I'm going to quickly touch upon what all these Upanishads are. Some I would do now, the others I would do in the next episode. Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad. The Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, which is generally recognized to be the most important of the Upanishads, forms part of the Satpatha Brahmana. It consists of three khandas or sections: the Madhu Khanda, which expounds the teaching of the basic identity of the individual and the universal self; the Yajnavalkya or the Muni Khanda, which provides a philosophical justification of the teachings of the Khila Khanda, which deals with certain modes of worship and meditation, Upasana, answering roughly to the three stages of the religious life, Shravana, hearing, the Upadesha or the teaching, Manana, logical reflection, Upapati or Nididhyasana or contemplative meditation. Chandogya Upanishad. The Chandogya Upanishad belongs to the Sama Veda, the Upanishad that belongs to the followers of the Sama Veda is the Chandogya Upanishad. It is a part of the Chandogya Brahmana, which has 10 chapters. The first two chapters of the Brahmana deal with sacrifices and other forms of worship. The other eight constitute the Chandogya Upanishad. The first and the second chapters discuss the problems of liturgy and doctrine, such as the genesis and significance of Om and the meaning and names of Saman. There is an interesting pointer which I would read out. Chando Sama Gayati Iti Chandoga Aitarya Upanishad. The Aitarya Upanishad belongs to Rig Veda, and the Upanishad proper consists of three chapters. This is part of the Aitarya Aranyaka, and the Upanishad begins with the fourth chapter of the second Aranyaka and comprises chapters 4, 5 and 6. The preceding parts deal with the sacrificial ceremonies like the Mahavrata and their interpretations. It is the purpose of the Upanishad to lead the mind of the sacrifice away from the outer ceremonial to its inner meaning. I'll repeat this. It is the purpose of the Upanishad to lead the mind of the sacrifice away from the outer ceremonial to its inner meaning. All true sacrifice is inward. Once again, all true sacrifice is inward. Taittiriya Upanishad. The Taittiriya Upanishad belongs to the Taittiriya school of the Yajurveda. It is divided into three sections called Vallis. The first is the Siksha Valli. Siksha is the first of the six Vedangas, limbs or auxiliaries of the Veda. It is the science of phonetics and pronunciation. The second is the Brahmananda Valli. And the third is the Bhrigu Valli. These two deal with the knowledge of the Supreme Self, Paramatma Jnana. For today, these are the ones that I have very briefly introduced. And as tradition says, and as wise men, women have always pointed, this has to be read and consultation to be done by his or her teacher, if you all have one, in consultation, in guidance, do that. Otherwise, whenever you start reading these works, please take proper time out. Don't rush through any of them. And I'm sure you'll find them to be interesting, be eye-openers to the manner in which knowledge is gained. I will not say more than this, but I'm sure you will enjoy reading it. I'm sure it's going to be for first-time readers, or first-time people trying it for the first time, attempting, it might be too much of a deep dive. So do, you know, approach it gradually and enjoy reading it. Thank you very much for taking time out and listening to the podcast. I wish all the listeners who are listening today Happy Christmas, and wishing you all good health and happiness in these times. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do subscribe and leave your reviews. In the next episode, I will come back and talk about some of the other principal Upanishads and what they contain. Thank you very much. Have a good day.